Welcome back to Matt Quinn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There is a parole issue out in California. We're going to get to the recall in a little bit. Gavin Newsom is being recalled. By that, I mean he isn't going to actually successfully be recalled. But there is a vote tomorrow. Tomorrow is the vote in California. But there's an issue that underlies it out there. It hasn't surfaced as a large campaign issue, but I think it's an outrage. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was gunned down. He was gunned down and assassinated by a guy named Sirhan Sirhan in 1968, right after Kennedy had won the California primary for president, right after that. Lyndon Johnson had dropped out of the race, the incumbent, and it was between Kennedy and Hubert Humphrey. Now, Hubert Humphrey is a very fine man. John F. Kennedy, Bobby's brother, beat Hubert Humphrey in the primaries back in 1960, went on to be president. And Robert Kennedy was on track to do the same thing in 1968. Had we done that, and had Nixon not won, because if Robert Kennedy had been the nominee, he would have beaten Richard Nixon. Humphrey came within 300,000 votes of beating Richard Nixon in the popular vote, and Kennedy was far more popular. Kennedy was gunned down by Sirhan Sirhan. Sirhan Sirhan said when he was arrested, he lay in wait for Bobby in the kitchen of the hotel where the rally, the victory party had been held. Kennedy was being taken out through this the kitchen. Sirhan Sirhan lay in wait and shot him. He said he did it because Bobby Kennedy had advocated selling planes to Israel, because in the 67 war, Israel had been attacked by something like 7 or 8 neighbor states, many of whom we're friends with now, and they are too, in a sense. But back then, things hung in the balance, and Bobby Kennedy said, no, we are going to provide them planes to defend themselves. Sirhan Sirhan assassinated Bobby Kennedy. Sirhan Sirhan went to trial, and he was given the death penalty, and he should have been executed. What happened is, a few years later, because death penalty cases stretch out, the U.S. Supreme Court temporarily ruled the death penalty unconstitutional. So Sirhan Sirhan's death penalty sentence was changed to life in prison. You fast forward, and eventually the Supreme Court changed that opinion, and now the death penalty is not deemed unconstitutional, although it's not used in most states. And even though the federal government has a death penalty statute, it hasn't been enforced. Not really. Not really. But to get back to Sirhan Sirhan, he kept putting in for parole right away, because in California, back then, when it was changed to life from the death sentence, they didn't have a provision that it could be without parole. So this guy goes in very frequently, I want to be paroled. And you know what he does at these parole hearings? He doesn't admit he did it. Not only doesn't he show remorse, he doesn't even admit he did it. And then by the 80s, when he'd go in, he'd go, well, I don't recall doing it, but if I did it, yeah, I probably shouldn't have done that. Probably shouldn't have done that. Oh, really? Assassination changed the course of our history. Really? Okay. So he keeps going on saying that kind of stuff. And finally, a two-person parole board recommended that he get parole just now, just this year. Here's the law in California on parole. You know, this isn't a parole board of 7 or 9 or 11 people. This is two people, two progressive activists, supposedly. And the DA who was elected in LA is a so-called progressive. He's one of these people, very controversial guy, who thinks that we should have fewer people in prison. And I agree with them on half of it. People in for nonviolent crimes, by and large, can be released. People involved in other kinds of crimes, depends on the severity of it and so on. But the assassin of Bobby Kennedy, changing the course of American history in 1968, who was sentenced to death, now to be able to come in front of these two clowns on the parole board and go, yeah, I don't really remember it. And in the past, he just flat out denied it, said it was a hoax. You're supposed to have at least remorse. You're not supposed to lie. And to their credit, if there's some meager credit out of this, the parole board said, well, you're not remorseful and you're basically lying about having done it, but I think you're basically too old to be violent, so we'll let you out. That's what they said. Is that the end of the matter? No, that's not the end of the matter. Ethel Kennedy, RFK's widow, just came out over the weekend and opposed parole reform, said it was a travesty, it was an abomination. RFK had 9 kids. One of them passed away tragically. Of the other 8, 2 of them have supported Sirhan Sirhan, Robert Kennedy Jr. and Douglas Kennedy, the youngest. The rest of them stand with their mother and say he shouldn't be released. Robert Kennedy Jr., I have to say this, he is one of the most famous names in political history, is a piece of work. He's an anti-vaxxer. He's the guy that spreads disinformation. I need not just the COVID. I mean, even things like smallpox, chicken pox, and mumps. I saw him speak in Milwaukee on environmental issues. He's very good. There's something wrong with the guy. And Douglas, who knows? But the other kids, living kids, and Ethel don't want him released. I don't want him released. How are we going to get him not released? How are we going to send a message that this left-wing progressive nut of a DA in L.A. and the two clowns on the parole board, we're not following them? How are we going to get that message across? Because it's up to Governor Newsom. The parole board issues a ruling, but Newsom has a window to overrule it. And that window won't expire for a little bit, another couple of weeks. Newsom hasn't injected this into the race. I strongly support Newsom. I do not want him recalled. This guy, Larry Elder, is bad news. The right-wing radio host who's running and would be the elected governor with very few, small percentage of the vote if Newsom gets recalled. And this is the guy, Elder, who's already contesting the results, like Trump, saying we're going to have a contested election. He said that the minimum wage should be zero. There should be like Hunger Games competition for jobs. People bid lower wages to get jobs, feed their families. He also pulled out a gun on his fiance or girlfriend. She thought she was his fiance. This guy is bad news. We don't want him. But Newsom, when he wins and beats the recall tomorrow, had better overrule the parole board and stick Sirhan Sirhan, who should have been executed, in prison the rest of his life. At some point, enough's enough. Yes, nonviolent criminals are in too high numbers in our prisons. Yes, they should be paroled. They should get out, but not the assassin of RFK, not mass murderers, mass rapists, that kind of thing. None of that. These people are detritus. This guy even has the guts to sit there and say to the parole board, not only doesn't he have remorse, initially he thought it was a hoax. And then he goes, well, if I did it, he doesn't even apologize. He goes, if I did it, yeah, probably shouldn't have done that. Even this parole board, these two progressive clowns on the parole board go, well, you know, you're not showing remorse. That is one of the factors. But yeah, you don't look like you're violent. Well, really, all it takes is a gun. All it takes is a gun. We're going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.